I have a very special and last-minute interview to put forward there. We're so lucky to have Gail Haryu speaking with us this morning. Gail is a Spanish teacher at the high school. While we're at the high school, we continued this theme from this morning, and she's also the teacher leader of the World Culture Club, which are doing fundraisers and going to other countries, and they are having a very special World Culture Day, and I just wanted to highlight that a little bit. Gail, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Yes, thank you for having me and for letting me share our information and our activities.
Totally. Tell us a little bit how the idea of a World Culture Day came about.
It was kind of an idea a long time ago when I lived in Alaska. The schools all would get together and they would take turns on going to different schools every year and teach about culture, teach about languages. And so I thought, finally, I have a most amazing World Culture Club with a lot of strong students that wanted to help me put this on and to spread culture throughout different schools and throughout our community.
Yeah, and I think you have students coming from other schools as well?
We have Grand Marais is coming today and Silver Bay and then some Two Harbor students. We have about 8 speakers coming, and we have Simply Ballroom coming to teach some salsa lessons. We have somebody coming to speak about Japan, the indigenous people of Norway and Sweden, somebody coming to talk about Cambodia with Rotary. Jesse Dewey's coming from the Moose to talk about the youth awareness program. We have somebody coming from the Peace Corps that went to Guyana and South America. Shannon May is going to talk about Cameroon and her experience with the Peace Corps. Dr. Tim Lork is going to be talking about the environment and water in Colombia. Dana Thewis is going to talk about her travels to China. And I have Katya Mark Gordon that will be talking about the environment also and the effects that it has.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about travel and climate and the different global issues where they intersect. It's going to be really fun, and I'm so excited for it. And I just think it's a great vision for you to put out there. I have a feeling it's the kind of thing that will grow if you can put it on year after year. I hope it continues beyond just this year. But meantime, good luck this year. What a great combination of presentations and activity and food. Of course, you always do the whole food thing as well. Food is important to any cultural anything. And anyway, and I know you need to get to it. It starts in less than an hour. So thank you so much for being with us, Gail. And I hope the enthusiasm is there. And I hope that it is successful.
I hope it's successful, too. And we have homemade tamales also for everybody.
Oh, can't be beat. Totally can't be beat. All right. We'll be there in a bit. We'll see ya.
All right. Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Gail. That was Gail Haryu, the Spanish teacher and world culture leader in Two Harbors High School. What a gem she is. What a gem we have at the high school. So many cool people. It was fun to talk to several of them today.